some companies have a segmentation of like, you know, a visual designer, interface designer, design strategy. And for us, it's really just one role. What this told us is, okay, you know what? We should just do what we think is most important. And for us, when you go to News Feed, we really want to make sure the content that you see of your friends is as high as possible. And, you know, he thought that the act of deactivating should be more like leaving summer camp.
Super excited to have Julie here. This is going to be an awesome, awesome talk. Julie's spoken at an event apart. She's written for New York Times. She's designed for Facebook since it was 2006. And it's, you know, since they had 8 million people all the way up until it was 500 million people, it's crazy. So all the features you guys seen, all the little decisions that they've been making, she's been involved in it. So super excited to have her talk about how they make decisions, how they use data at Facebook. With that, let's welcome Julie to Zurb Soapbox.
Thank you, guys. Is this thing working? Can you guys all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm really happy to be here. Thanks to Zurb for hosting these soapboxes. And, just quick around the room first. How many of you guys are designers in the audience? Ooh, awesome. Okay. How about developers, engineers? Okay, handful of those. And then other people, tech people, I guess? Everyone else? Awesome.
Humans.
So definitely want to save some time for questions at the end. But today what I wanted to talk about was, you know, how we make decisions around design at Facebook and how we try to use data to inform our designs but not necessarily drive our designs. So a little introduction about Facebook first. We believe in really small teams. So, you know, we have at this point in time like a team for search, a team for newsfeed, a team for the profile, a team for, you know, ads. And generally those teams are pretty tiny. Like we have generally one PM, one designer who's responsible for the whole feature or even a vertical in some instances. We have a handful of engineers, and as much as we can, we like to have everyone work together but keep sort of a tight-knit kind of a community so that each team can sort of feel like it's one small company in of itself. So I am a designer. I actually manage half of the product design team, and right now the product design team is about 18 people. And the way that we think of product design at Facebook is it's, you know, some companies have a segmentation of like, you know, a visual designer, interface designer, design strategy. And for us, it's really just one role. And traditionally, we've also tried to hire really technical designers and people who can go into the code base and you know, write up the front end or at least have like some familiarity with the front end layer, so they don't have to sort of go in, you know, always ask an engineer to like tweak something by 5 pixels. And so the design team is, like I said, 18 people. We also have a separate design team for communication design, and they focus on marketing and on brand. And, you know, whenever we host an event like our developer conference at F8, you know, they're the ones who sort of figure out what the space layout should look like and all of the messaging that we want to convey to, you know, developers, advertisers, and users. And, you know, focus is talk. You know, obviously data for us is really important. We use data to inform certain decisions. And I want to talk a little bit about what we mean by, you know, being data-informed and not necessarily data-driven. So the first thing that we think data is hugely important